Undeterred by that cautionary bruise on their colleagues' coccyx, four other reporters representing the New York Times, the Frankfurt Four-Dimensional Continuum, the Fordian Science Monitor, and the Delta Mirror called that afternoon at the lighthouse and met with receptions of progressively increasing violence. From a safe distance and still rubbing his buttocks,
"Benighted fool!" shouted the man from the Fordian Science Monitor. "Why don't you take Soma?"
"Get away!"
The savage shook his fist. The other retreated a few steps, then turned round again.
"Evil's an unreality if you take a couple of grams."
"Go aqua iath tokiai."
The tone was menacingly derisive.
"Pain's a delusion."
"Oh, is it?" said the savage, and picking up a thick hazel switch, strode forward. The man from the Fordian Science Monitor made a dash for his helicopter. After that, the savage was left for a time in peace. A few helicopters came and hovered inquisitively round the tower. He shot an arrow into the importunately nearest of them. It pierced the aluminium floor of the cabin. There was a shrill yell, and the machine went rocketing up into the air with all the acceleration that its supercharger could give it. The others in future kept their distance respectfully. Ignoring their tiresome humming, he likened himself in his imagination to one of the suitors of the Maiden of Matsaki, unmoved and persistent among the winged vermin. The savage dug at what was to be his garden.